Talking Avalanche hockey with the voice of the Avs, Connor McGehee, on the team.
With us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line from the depths of the concave, Connor McGehee. I'll have the call of the Avs and Bruins on the team tonight. Good morning, Connor. How are you?
You know what, Jimmy? It's actually the con truck today.
Okay.
We're on the move. We're on the move today.
Wheeling and dealing, moving, got things to do, people to see.
Yeah.
Things are going in your life. So the con truck, not the concave.
Yes.
You're calling
Correct.
From
the con truck is on the move.
So what kind of rig does Connor McGehee roll around
what
in,
is
by the way?
Conmobile?
Exactly.
Well, ironically, it's a Chevy Colorado. I don't know if that's ironic or not, but it's a Chevy Colorado short bed quad cab, which is one of my favorite vehicles I've ever driven.
Did you steal Kim's truck?
Wait a minute. You stole my truck. That's the truck that I drive, though. I imagine
you do not. No
yes,
way.
I have a short bed. I imagine yours is probably quite a bit newer than mine. I've got like an 05 because I'm going to drive that thing.
1971.
I'm going to drive that thing till the wheels fall off because I love that truck.
But, yeah, mine's a 16.
Yeah. So. But yeah, got the four door, got the club cab, short bed.
Oh yeah,
the whole nine yards. So yeah, we
whole world, Dr. Jones. You got great taste, Jimmy.
Well, right back at you, sir.
What's the color?
Yeah, what is the color of yours?
Dark gray.
Okay, mine's just white.
It's kind of gray.
Well, it's getting gray.
It's winter, so
because
it's kind of gray.
Paint's been fading because it's an 05 and it's probably original paint job on it. So, yeah, not nearly as sleek as yours is, sir. But we love our Chevy Colorados. And you can go over to Bozarth Miller Chevrolet. Check out their great selection of Colorados. All right, there we go. A little plug
right.
for our friends over at Bozarth.
I'm also available for endorsements for those listening.
Very good. Very good, Connor. Well, tonight mentions Avalanche and the Bruins. Avalanche continue this franchise historic home winning streak. The win against the Blackhawks the other night, 2-0. The goaltending from Pavel Francouz, Darcy Kuemper, has just been remarkable. But I want to talk about Nazem Kadri because Kadri's having a sensational season. Buck, I made the point that I can't remember the last time that Kadri has taken a bad penalty, something that unfortunately he's been known for in the past. But he's a guy, the way he's playing right now, he'll be in the All-Star game. One of the three Avs going there as far as players with Jared Bednar coaching. That the numbers he's putting up heading into free agency with an agent change, Colorado's going to have to pay a little bit to keep Nazem Kadri around possibly.
Yeah, and man, and he deserves it because this is America and we all love a Horatio Alger story. And I'm not saying that it's a rags to riches for Nazem Kadri, but it's a comeback story for him because of what he's gone through mainly in the postseason, whether it's with Toronto against the Boston Bruins in both of those instances, and of course last year versus the St. Louis Blues. But for him to bounce back and play good all-around hockey, I mean, we talk about the points. I mean, I think he's on pace for 130 or something like that. My math is horrible. But it's not just the points. It's like you said, it's not taking penalties. It's playing good defensive hockey. It's being smart with the puck, and he's doing all of those things. And he's got the attention of his teammates, his coaching staff, obviously players and media from around the National Hockey League. And to me, that is what sports and really life should be all about. Like, look, if you're in a down spot, you know, have a chance to come back and show exactly what you're all about, and that's exactly what Nazem Kadri has done. And I think it's a great story this year. He's a well-deserved All-Star, and you mentioned the agent change and the amount of money that he's going to get as a free agent, and this is probably the last big ticket for him, kind of like Philip Grubauer last year in Seattle. And the question is, are the Avalanche going to be flexible enough to make it work to pay Nazem Kadri what he wants and frankly deserves? I don't know, because remember, after next season, you got to pay Nathan McKinnon as well. So there's just not enough money in the pot right now as it goes with the NHL salary cap. But we'll see. We'll see what the Avalanche are able to do in the offseason.
Avs Radio Voice, Connor McGehee with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. We had one of our loyal listeners, diehard Avalanche fan, Sam from Fruita, called in the other day. And he has this one complaint about the Avalanche. And you would think right now, what is there to complain about, right? franchise record winning streak at home, fifth longest in league history. The way Kadri's playing, the way the goaltenders are playing. He thinks the Avalanche are being too unselfish on the offensive end. Is that a fair complaint about the Avalanche right now? They're being too unselfish?
Yeah, if we are, and by the way, Sam, love it, outstanding. But if you really want to nitpick, which you can't, you can do with any team. Like if you think back, there was even nitpicking going on with that 0-1 team on a number of subjects and occasions, right? And then this is a team that won the President's Trophy, won the second Stanley Cup in franchise history. And I think yes, I think with the amount of skill and creativity that. Especially the top-end players for this team have. Sometimes they can be guilty of that, whether it's overpassing, looking for a better opportunity than the one that you get. I think with the empty net versus Chicago the other night, that's a perfect example. I mean, both Mikko Rantanen and Nathan MacKinnon have chances to shoot it into an open net, and they try and pass it off anyhow. Personally, I never think being unselfish is a bad trait. However, when it comes to the sport of hockey, you have to take your opportunities when they come and know which one is the right one. So I think it's the double-edged sword of having so much goodness, skill, and creativity that leans into some unselfish play sometimes. And that's where Colorado has to find the balance of, okay, when do you take the shot and take the glory, and when do you pass it off and give it to somebody else?
Connor McGahee, radio voice of the Avalanche, with us today. He'll have the call tonight on the team of the Avs playing host to the Boston Bruins. So the Bruins come in with certainly the way that they've been getting some scoring, some great play lately from David Pastrnak, 11 goals, 4 assists in his last 10 games for the Bruins. Bruins, they've been not bad on the road, 10-5-1 on the road, 7th in the Eastern Conference right now. It's a pretty solid Bruins team. David Pastrnak, Patrice Bergeron, who leads them in +8 in 38 games a season. Solid Bruins team coming into Ball Arena tonight.
Yeah, and the age-old debate goes between their top guys, Marchand, Bergeron, and Pastrnak, and our top line, Landeskog, Rantanen, and Nathan MacKinnon. This season so far, the MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog line, 20 more points than the top unit of Marchand, Bergeron, and Pastrnak. But as you mentioned, they've been on fire as of late. They haven't gotten the goaltending. Tuukka Rask has come back. He went from a PTO to re-signing a deal with the Boston Bruins after being hurt to end last year to start this season. I think he's leaked at least 4 in his last couple starts. He got pulled the other night. Linus Olmark goes in. Haven't seen any notion as to who will start tonight as Boston starts off a road trip. But for whatever reason, Colorado loves to play against the Boston Bruins. I mean, in regulation, and I'm knocking on wood right now, don't worry, but in regulation, they haven't lost to the Bruins, I believe, since 2015-16. And in Boston, where the Avalanche will be at the end of next month, they haven't lost since the 90s, if you can believe that. An unbelievable run versus the Boston Bruins. And so, especially with the Avalanche really not playing great games over the last 3 or 4 and still winning all those, when it comes to an Eastern Conference opponent, maybe not exactly the defensive structure that they've seen in the past 3. I mean, we saw Montreal do the 1-4, the old neutral zone trap that the 90s New Jersey Devils used to do the other night. I'm not sure that David Cassidy, who is a perennial Jack Adams candidate, will employ that, but we will see. I think Colorado still knows that despite winning, they haven't played great, and tonight is a good opportunity to do that against one of the best teams, really, every single year in the East, and that's the Boston Bruins.
You talk about the comparison between the two lines. Bergeron, Pastrnak, who would be the Avalanche equivalent of those two guys?
Pastrnak, just because he scores so many goals, probably is Mikko Rantanen. And Patrice Bergeron, obviously the leader. I think that's Gabe Landeskog, to be honest. And he's a Selke finalist or winner, it seems, every single year for the Boston Bruins. Now, I mean, there's so many different traits even between him and Landeskog, but when it comes to the top 3, those are probably the two closest between the two.
All right, 7:30 tonight, pregame, 8 o'clock faceoff, or right around 8 o'clock, the Avalanche take on Boston. And Connor McGahee joining us from his con truck, his Chevy Colorado today. Connor, have a great call tonight. Always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Will do, fellas. Appreciate you.
See All right. Likewise. Take care. Connor McGahee.
Would that be the Chevy Colorado then?
Aha. Uh-huh. Very clever. Very good. That's the Colorado. I like that. All right.